morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning. It is July 26th, 2021. It is Monday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by the book, Teddy Learns About Witches. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "Do what we can, summer will have its flies," by Ralph Waldo Emerson. So what am I drinking today? Someone take a sip, quietly, so I don't upset anyone. So I am drinking Moon Cycle Mood Manager from the twigandfeather.com. Definitely check it out. Witchway writer Michelle Guerrero Dennison makes these teas. I have quite a few. So I'm going to read the description, tell you what's in it, and we'll talk more. So the Moon Cycle Mood Manager. Do you long for something delicious and soothing in that week leading up to your cycle each month while easing discomfort during menses? I created this tea for my daughter just for that very reason, and it is such a blessing in our home. It's delicious, powerful, mood-lifting, cramp-easing cup of goodness. This tea has lemon balm, chamomile, rose, cardamom, cinnamon, and oat straw. I had the worst anxiety last week. As I've gotten older, I've gotten really, really more and more prone to anxiety. It wasn't as bad when I was younger, but it's just bad now. And I have found that I really need to remove myself from caffeine as much as possible, which is really hard because I really am a tea lover. Like, I used to have my own French press. Like, I really loved coffee. Loved coffee, love espresso, but it has just really gotten to me. And I think it was Friday, I had taken my friend to Starbucks in the morning before taking her to work, and we went by Starbucks, and I ordered a latte, and I had put on there half decaf, you know, and when I got it, the drink was so bitter, and it was like a mocha latte, and it was just really bitter, much more bitter than I was used to. So I remember thinking, oh, this is weird, but I'm also not picky. So I was like, weird, but I'm still gonna drink it. I don't know how much caffeine was in that thing, but by 2 o'clock that day, I like was having a full-blown panic attack, like heart racing, fretting, just all over the place. So it was really kind of my signal to myself, I really need to remove myself from caffeine. Not that caffeine is necessarily causing the anxiety, but it is not helping it, right? So I'm getting into my pot of tea, my herbals, which have less caffeine. So that's why I'm drinking this today. So today, we are going to talk about 10 benefits of lemon balm and how to use it. And this is from healthline.com. It is one of my favorite websites because all of the claims that it makes, it does try to back up with links to studies, and then you can research the study yourself. You can investigate it. I love it. So number one, lemon balm is meant to help relieve stress. So lemon balm is said to soothe symptoms of stress, help you relax, and boost your mood. 2, it can help reduce anxiety. Lemon balm may also be used to reduce symptoms of anxiety, such as nervousness and excitability. 3, it may boost cognitive function. The same 2014 study, as the one above, looked at the effects of lemon balm in improving cognitive function. 4, it can help ease insomnia and other sleep disorders. Side note, I've also have been having a really hard time sleeping lately, which is not normal for me. So I don't know what's going on, you guys. Except for the fact I started drinking coffee again. Big mistake. I love coffee so much. It can help ease insomnia and other sleep disorders. Combining lemon balm with valerian, ooh yeah, may help relieve restlessness and sleep disorders such as insomnia. I love valerian root, and that was actually how I try to help myself come down from the Friday like anxiety slash panic attack. One, I stepped away from my computer and my phone, which always a good idea, and then I took some valerian root because I'm a big fan. 5, it can also help treat cold sores. You can even apply lemon balm topically at the first sign of a cold sore. It may help relieve indigestion. If you experience frequent abdominal pain and discomfort, lemon balm may have a positive effect on your digestion. 7, it can help treat nausea. Given its potential impact on your digestive system, lemon balm may also help relieve feelings of nausea. 8, it may help minimize menstrual cramps. There's also research to suggest that lemon balm can be used to relieve menstrual cramps and PMS. It can help relieve headache pain and also with tooth like toothache pain. So yeah, yay for lemon balm. So I'm really happy to be drinking this instead of my coffee. Ugh. And it sucks because I really do love coffee. Okay. Moving into some headlines. This comes to us from bloodydisgusting.com. The occult world of Sabrina, a comic series, will pick up where Netflix's Sabrina series left off. I'm sure this is great news for Sabrina fans. This was written by John Squires. Netflix's series, Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, came to an end after 36 episodes late last year. But the creator, Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa, is continuing the storyline in a world of comics. So Deadline reports that the occult world of Sabrina will pick up where the Kiernan Shipka starring Netflix series left off. And it'll be its own comic series separate from the original comic series and the net that the Netflix show was based off of. So, yeah. Roberto says, when I got the word we weren't doing any additional parts or seasons, we had already suspected 4 would be the last part. So we really wanted to go out with a bang. We had Sabrina sacrifice herself to save her families, her friends, and her town. On the other hand, we didn't know definitely, so we did end on a cliffhanger. I finished editing the finale at the beginning of the pandemic and pitched a possible part 5 to Netflix, which would have produced Archie, Betty, Veronica, Jughead, and all of the Riverdale characters as witches. And there would have been a witch war between the witches of Greendale versus all of the witches and warlocks of Riverdale. Netflix was excited about the idea, but due to the pandemic, it didn't feel possible. So he teases the upcoming comic series in further detail. When we start that series, it's exactly as it ended in the Netflix series with Sabrina and Nick in the sweet hereafter and her family and friends in Greendale trying to live a world without Sabrina. We'll see how her loved ones are doing after Sabrina sacrificed herself. The first thing Zelda does is recruit a team of their family and friends to go into the underworld to bring Sabrina back to life. So, yeah. Comic series, and they have the cover of the first comic. So yeah, if you're really into Sabrina and you stuck through it, God bless you. Oof, if you stuck through all 4 parts, and you want more, check out the comic book. It looks good. All right, so I'm gonna throw this over to our moon correspondent, and then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro gods and goddesses. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Monday, July 26th. The waning gibbous moon loses itself in the vast sea of Pisces today. Here, the moon continues to conjunct Jupiter and oppose Venus. Nothing but good vibes today. Things are flowing free and easy, and we have a sense of calm and peace. It's a good day to indulge in something that makes you feel good, whether that's painting your nails or reading a book, whether that's spending time with loved ones or letting time float by you as you swing in a hammock. Whatever it is that you enjoy the most, do that thing today. We don't often get days where all the energy is flowing well, so it's important that we take advantage of this oasis while we have it. Your daily moon mantra is, you can't pour from an empty cup. Take care of yourself first. This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Hi, witches. I'm so excited to share with you a new book, Tutty Learns About Witches. This is a children's book for ages 4 to 8, for children to learn about witches in their lives. Tutty does not know everything about her dear Aunt Alice. Tutty is a child who visits her aunt only to discover that she is a witch. So here's the thing. You can get it on Amazon in paperback, or you can download it for free at TuttyTheSeries.com. It is free to anyone who wants to download it, and it is on Amazon if you want to get the paperback or Kindle version. So check it out. It's great for kids in our lives. It was written by myself and illustrated by Paisy Keough. All right, so we have a question from listener Katie. Katie says, I am wondering where I should go to buy some starter teas to make tea lattes with. Your tea segments this past few weeks have inspired me to try some new teas and new ways of drinking them. Thank you. Oh my gosh, Katie is so exciting. Okay. Oh my gosh, tea. So I love a tea latte. I think I shared before, I didn't even know people put milk and sugar in their tea until I was in my older 20s. Just because I grew up in the South, we drink black tea. That's it. So I didn't even know people put extra stuff in their teas. So when I discovered tea lattes when I went to college, I absolutely loved it. Now, the first kind of tea latte I was really exposed to was that with Earl Grey. I love Earl Grey. We actually have an Earl Grey lavender, I think, still in the podcast shop on the podcast website. The Flower Moon, it's an Earl Grey with lavender. So if that sounds good, Earl Grey just make a really nice tea latte. But you can also get any Earl Grey at the grocery store. So typically I'm trying to think of what I think works with, lattes. I really think, black teas work really well with, the lattes because the blacker tea is a little bit stronger and I think can hold its own against, the milk and sugar more so than maybe a more lighter or more delicate tea such as white or oolong or green. So I would highly recommend, some sort of black tea, which Earl Grey is, but I don't want you to rely on my bullshit. So I dug around a little bit and I found a website called ohhowcivilized.com. And they go into how to make tea lattes and even a few recipes. So I'm obviously not going to bore you with the recipes, but I will have a link in the description if you want to check it out. And it was written by a certified tea sommelier named G. G Cho wrote this. All right. So what is a tea latte, you may be asking, even though I think I've already spilled the beans. A tea latte is a drink made with tea and steamed milk or frothed milk. And I do have a milk frother at home because I just love lattes. And you can pick them up pretty cheaply. Mine was about $20. I use it almost every day. And I don't recommend the sticks. So if you go to Target, you'll find the milk frother sticks. I have purchased 2 in my life. Both broke by the next day. So just spend the extra few bucks and get the one that plugs into the wall. And it'll also warm the milk for you, which is really nice. So any tea can be used to make a tea latte, and they can be made hot or iced. So chai and matcha green tea make really tasty tea lattes since they go so well with milk. Matcha, yes, I am such a fan of matcha. For those of you who don't know, matcha is green tea leaves just ground up into a powder. So it's much more stronger than just a green tea, because you are consuming the whole leaf. Really cool. I love matcha. I think I went through a saga a year and a half ago about how I couldn't find matcha. And then chai as well holds up well. So she does provide a basic recipe. So the basic recipe she says is 2 teaspoons of tea with 3/4 cup of water. So your tea, the actual cup of tea, 1/3 cup of milk, and some sort of sweetener if you prefer. So 2 teaspoons of tea for your cup of with your for your cup of tea, and then 1/3 cup of milk and sweetener. So you can use loose tea, you can use tea sachets, whatever gets you the brew of tea you're looking for, right? And then you can use milk of any kind. I personally like oat milk, and then you can use sweetener, sugar, brown sugar, honey, or date syrup, and then you can use water, obviously, and a milk frother. So, how do you make tea, you ask? Easy. One, make the tea, right? You have your leaves, you steep it, you make a cup of tea. Froth your milk. Froth your milk and then assemble. That's pretty much it. When I do mine, I typically will sweeten the milk and not the tea. That's just my own personal preference. You can do it with whatever works for you. And then you can use a tea frother. If you don't have a tea frother, a milk frother, if you don't have one, you can also use a French press to froth tea. Tea, milk. Oh my God. Oh my gosh. You know what I'm saying. You can also use your French press to froth milk, but you want to heat your milk at least a little bit to help it froth. So yeah, that's it. That's all for tea lattes. Thank you so much for asking me. I feel so privileged. And then this wonderful website, ohhowcivilized.com, has quite a few recipes. They have a chai latte, matcha, chamomile, rooibos, a London fog, which is a Earl Grey latte. Very much beloved and classic. I'm pretty sure you can even get it at Starbucks. Butterfly pea flower, which is beautiful. Iced matcha rose latte, bubble tea. They have all kinds. Ooh, pumpkin spice chai. So they have all kinds. Definitely check it out if you want to get into lattes. Also, I do want to share, I am trying to clear out the teas I have from previous seasons. So if you do want to get our Earl Grey lavender, the flower moon, witch's cupboard, which is our chamomile and peppermint, and our what's the third one? Potion of Midas, which is our turmeric golden milk tea. They are on sale for $9 on our website, down from 15. So definitely check them out. I'm trying to make room because I'm definitely bringing back seance for fall. I would like to do a pumpkin spice one too, but I don't have room right now. So if we can clear these out, I would love to do a pumpkin spice. So yes. Ooh, they have a chocolate mint tea latte too. Yeah, I'm getting into this. All right, I hope that helps. Thank you so much for asking. That was such a fun question. All right, so it looks like we have a witch win. This comes to us from listener Nick. Nick says, "Which one?" So the other day, I was dreaming about donuts. Super weird, but still. Of course, I woke up craving one. So when I got to work, I talked to my coworker, and she went to Dunkin' with me after telling her my dream and my craving. Lo and behold, our local Dunkin' was giving out free donuts. She goes, "Did you know this beforehand, or were your witchy senses just tingling?" Whatever you want to call it, I call it a happy win. Hells yeah, donuts. I'm not a donut person. I don't particularly care for them. But man, when I want one, oh, so incredible. I think that is a wonderful, adorably pure witch win. Thank you so much for sharing, Nick. All right, so we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I do want to give a shout out to listener Candace Cabell. Candace, you Arcadian talented woodland fairy. I also want to give a shout out to listener Andrea Eastridge. Andrea, you rule-breaking poetic gnome. And then finally, Rachel Brady. Rachel, you starry-eyed beautiful wendigo. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate you. And this week is actually the last week that we have for our card pulls from the Witch Daily Oracle. There's still some available. Go check them out. And our card today is one of my favorite cards, the Seeker. The Seeker is wanting, stagnant, and yearning. Timing, very slow. Yes or no? It's both a yes and a no. Contributed by Brianna Wilson. What is holding you back? The seeker is unsatisfied with where they are in life and yearns for something else, something different. The seeker wants and dreams but struggles to take action. What steps are needed to take action? Stop seeking, start finding. Love reading, what are you yearning for? Career reading, what is needed to make a move? Health reading, stop speculating and go to the doctor. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources, recipes. Anything else we've talked about today can be found in the podcast episode description. I hope you have a wonderful day, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches. We hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.